Today we're going to do the in Siman Aleph, the Mechaber in Sif Hei. And then I'm going to come back to some of the other Sifim that we didn't do yet. It says here in Sif Hei, in the Mechaber, Tov Lomar, Parshas Akeda, Uparshas Amon, Vaaseres Adibros, Uparshas Eilo Umincho, Ushlomim, Vechatos Vaosha. So there are two Gemaras, one at the end of Maseches Megillah, and there's also a Gemara at the end of Maseches Tainis. Essentially, the Gemaras are pretty much identical, where the Gemara has a discussion between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avraham Avinu in the context of the Bris Ben Hatzorim, where Avraham Avinu was told by Hashem that you should know Ki ger yeza acha b'eretz lo lahem ba'avodum b'inu osam abba miyoshono v'gam asagoya she'yavod udon anochi v'achreichin yetzu b'chush gadol. So the Gemara then comments on the Psukim. There's a Bris that takes place in Avraham Avinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bayerud ha'ayil Ayat al Abgarim by Hashem Osam Abram, Tadema, and the entire discussion. Says the Gemara, the end of the Gilda, the end of Masechas Tain is Tainach, Bisman Shebe Samidish Kayim. Bisman Shebe Samidish Kayim, what's going to be? Because here we have a bris that has in it an element of Karbonos. So the Gemara says, Kratikanti lem Seder Karbonos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tolavim Avinu, Ayur is Mesake in the Seder of Karbonos. Bisman shekorin b'hem malan yaleihem kilu kivim lefonai v'ani meichel em akol amonoseim. And that's exactly, if you take a look for a moment, you don't have Mishnah Berurah, but in Siman Mem Ches, so there, the Tur Shulchan Aruch, it's also quoted by the Mechaber in Siman Mem Ches, the Mechaber mentions the title of this particular Siman is Omrim Parshas Hatombi. Says the Ramo, the Omrim Parshas Hatombi. Yesh omim seda ma'arocha v'ribun ha'olam matzatzi v'isano v'in e'ef shal y'omro b'tzibur. I'm reading the Ramah in Memches. If it cannot be read b'tzibur, yochal omro b'veso, you can say it at home. V'lasor pashas ha'tomu l'vav matzibur v'chavim pam shniya k'kare b'atera. So here the Torah quotes, there's a practice, and he writes it, and I'm going to be medayik in Lashon l'mechabe. Here he says v'eimrin pashas ha'tomu, implying that somehow there's an obligation Chazal Koveya to read the Parshas HaTombi, as the Mishnah Berurah says right there. He quotes that Gemara, the Gemara Tainus, also the Gemara at the end of Megillah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'hi b'mkom ha'krovas korban HaTombi, she'kin tibu Chazal, she'bizman she'en bes ha'bidish kayam, ve'en yichol ha'kib korbanos, mi she'oisek ba'em u'beparshi yoseyem, ma'la olav ha'kosim kilu ikrivo. U'lekach yesh omrim gam seda ma'arochem b'tam zeh. V'hu ma'shin ispashit ha'mini b'yamenu lomra b'chol yom, Abaye have Mesadeh said to the Barucha, Mishmah the Gemara. So the Mishnah Berurah right away adds the following qualification, a very famous qualification of the Mishnah Berurah. He writes, V'nirli Poshu, Demishi Odeh, Sefer Mitzvah, Lilmur Bagemara, Perisha Memra Zo. Many people just say the Memra without really understanding it. So if someone is able to have Havana, to have an understanding of that Gemara, because it's a citation from the Gemara, obviously, וכן מה שאומרים בכל יום מניין יעשי הסקטורס, כדי שיובל מה שהוא אומר, ובזה תכה שלו האמירה במקום ההקטורה, וכן קוסו והסבורם. ומשנה ברורה makes a דיוק in the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara in Tainus I just quoted is one Gemara, then the other Gemara is in Melachis and elsewhere. The Gemara elsewhere uses a different lashon. The Gemara there says, kala oisek bepashis oila. What is the lashon of oisek? Like similar to the Birchas HaTorah that we say, according to the Ashkenazic Nusach, Ashkenazic Shon, Mitzayim Sivaru, Lasog with Dibre Seirah. The obligation is to be Isaac with Dibre Seirah. So the Mishnah Berurah is Medaik for the Lashon of the Gemara, called Isaac with Pashas Eila, Hakabonah Shu Misaseg Lohobin in Yoneho. Lo Amiras Hatevas Bilvat. Not simply that we're going to say the words and without any Havana. So of course that's the ideal. So the truth is that Be'elam HaYeshivas is Yadua, they're not necessarily Makbid on Karbonah, so I'll get to that in a few moments. They're not necessarily so didactic regarding Karbonos, because they learned those sugyas, especially those who learn Kachim. Obviously, they're certainly going to be involved in Isaskos in those inyonim. But it's clear from Siman Mem Ches here that the Mechaber passes very clearly, that's how the Torah quotes in Shulchan Aruch, that Chazal Koveya to read the Parshas HaTobit and the other Parshas HaKavonos, Ki'ilu He krabnu es hakapanos ha'elu. Now going back to the mechaber here that we just began to read, Lord is a loshen. There it says in memches ve'omrim. What does the mechaber say here? Toiv loymar. So the loshen of the mechaber is very beduyak here in Simon Aleph Sifei. Toiv loymar pashas avon, pashas hakeda, aser sadibros, pashas eilo u'mincha u'shlomim. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Gimel is the masbir over here that the reason why we read the Parshas Akeda, he tells you in order to remember Schus Avos, in order to be Machnia Ayetzer, Lachnia Yitzchok, Kemosha Masa Yitzchok Nasha. That's what he mentioned by Chaim Balozhina in Nevesh HaChayim, a very famous comment that the concept of Mesiras Nefesh, who imbued into Klal Yisrael that concept of Mesiras Nefesh? The answer is Yitzchok Avinu. And the Parshas Hamon says the Mishnah Berurah Kedesh Yamin Shekol Mezonosov Boyin Bashkocha Protis. Because the Tzukim in Bishalach Amar Belohediv Amar Belohechzir Lohayroi Shein Riboi Hayishtavus Loyal Meruma. And the Mishnah Berurah calls from the Yushalmi Kolei Parshas Hamon Muftach Lo Shal Yisma Tu Mezonosov, that a person wants to be Yeshur of Panosa. So this is one quote unquote Segula. The other school is mentioned later on in Mishnah Berurah. He quotes actually from Poskim. The Sefer Achinuch and others, if a person says Birchas Hamazon b'kavana, he is in effect assured of panasa. B'kavana means you have to say it slowly, has to be b'metinus in the home of my parents, aleihem shalom. Every Birchas Hamazon was sung. It took 15 minutes. Every single Birchas Hamazon, even in the course of the week. And somehow I have the capacity of saying Birchas Hamazon b'kvitz haderech. But somehow they had this ability to sing the entire Birchas Hamazon Mamish Me'atchola Ad Hasof, because my father was aware of this Yerushalmi, and was aware of the Melech Mishnah Berurah that said that it's a segula for Panosa, that a person who says Birchas Hamazon with proper kavanah. So there are two segulas, and both of them are mentioned by the Mishnah Berurah. One here, the Yerushalmi and Brachas with the Parshas Haman. Some people say it every day. And he mentions Aser Sadibros in order that what you remember, Mamin HaSinai Yitzchazi Yimunosa. And then the Mishnah Berurah at the end of this, Sivkot Yud Gimel, quotes the Gemara in Menachos, namely, Kala Esek B'Toras Chatzos Kilu Hikiv Chatzos. But as I just read to you, that Loshen of the Gemara is very Meduyak. It requires Hisaskus, similar to Lasok B'Divrei Seira. That one has to be Esek, means one has to have Havana in Divrei Torah. But the deal we're making now, I think, is a correct deal. When it comes to Parshas HaTomid, so there, the Loshen of the Mechaber in Siman Memches is very clear. Oymin Parshas HaTomid, that's an obligation on everyone. We'll see it's also relevant to women. Magen Avraham quotes that even women are chayav to say the Parshas HaTomid, but certainly all of us are mechuyav in Parshas HaTomid. However, here, Parshas HaKeda and the man, usually I think they print them at the end of the Siddur, at the end of the Tefillah Shacharis. They don't usually print it in the middle, it's usually printed at the end, so most assume that's of an optional nature. Except the Akedah. The Akedah is printed earlier, that's part of the Kabbalahs, but in terms of the Parshas Haman, that's found after. But the Lashon of Tov Lomar sounds like it's a minog and not a chiyah. Masha Enkin, Parshas HaTomid, or Ezel Mekomon, or the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel, all the other karbanos is a chiyah to say every day, and that's exactly what the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Memches, that I mentioned to you a moment ago, and also it's found as well, not just in Memches, but you'll take a look in Siman Nun. They're also in the Mechaber, also mentions there, Tam Lama Omer Mishnah Zezel Mekomon. So you have two simonim, Memches and Nun, when we say, and the Lashon there also is pretty clear. The Mechaber writes in Siman Nun, Sif Aleph, Kobu, Lishnois, Acha Parshas HaTomid, Perak Ezel Mekomon, or Brisa Rabbi Shmuel, Kobu, Chazal Wakovea. So his Lashon seems to be pretty clear. And as I said, this is in contrast to what it says over here, Tov Lomar. So that's a deal already that many make in the Lashon of the Mechaber. So certainly Parshas HaTomid is obligatory. Ezel Mekomon, the Brisa Rabbi Shmuel, is obligatory. And I heard from my Rebbe Nissan Albert Zatzal, he said over the name of Ramesha Feinstein, Zechatzal Nidrocha, that they used to quote from Yaivitz. Yaakov Emden has a siddur, a very classic siddur, which has in it literally Kol HaTorah Kula. I don't know if you remember, perhaps you do, you don't. Many, many years ago, they published in Eretz Yisrael, they had what they called the Minchas Yerushalayim Siddur, a fat, round siddur, several hundred pages. The problem is that the binding used to bake very quickly, because it was a very cumbersome, very heavy tome. But that siddur had in it Kol HaTorah Kula, Hilchos Mezuzah, half of Yerodea, Eben HaEzer, Basar V'Cholav, Tarovis, unbelievable what that siddur had. So the reason why I mention it, because that the Siddur of Yaivitz is of a similar nature, the Siddur of Yaakov Emden. And so that Siddur, he points out that if a person is makpid to say the Parshas HaKedah, it will save a person from Kol Minei Chaloyim Royim, another Segula. And this Segula I heard from my Rebbe Avisom Alpin, then Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, and then I later on found it, it's taken from Yaivitz, from the Siddur of Yaakov Emden Tzvi. I think that of the other items that I mentioned, the Mechaber says Tov Lomar, not Chayom Lomar. So I looked actually in the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Aruch HaShulchan writes, La'alocha, Zirax, that he writes in over here in Simchav Gimel, that when the Mechaber says, in Siv Tes, I didn't read Siv Tes, so take a look over here in Siv Tes, in Siman Al Siv Tes, then you'll see also, the Mechaber goes on to mention a few other things. Yesh Noagim Lomar, look at the Lashonos, how Maduric the Mechaber is. Here he says, Yesh Noagim Lomar, there's a practice, there's a minute to say, Pasha Sakir, Yachakach Pasha Shumas Hadeshin, Yachakach Pasha Satombin. Wow, here he mentions, this is the second time. It's Mem Ches, it's mentioned over here, that needs a little bit of discussion. V'yol Chazon Amoed, Yachakach Pasha Mizbach, Miktak Teres, and Pasha Saman Yachteres Vasiyoso. So the Racha Shulchan is already Medayek from these Lashonos. Yesh Noagim Lomar, in Siftes, the Mechabi says, the minute is to say, the Kiyor, the Tumas Hadeshin, Tombin, Samani Akaris means Dafka, these Pashas, and not the earlier Pashas that I mentioned in Hay. In Hay it says Toiv Loimah. That's
in
Aruch HaShulchan. What?
Simen Tes in the Shulchan?
In the Shulchan Aruch it's Siv Tes.
Siv Tes.
Siv Tes, I'm sorry. Simen Aleph Siv Tes.
But then in Memchas he says it differently.
Correct. There he says Oimrim. So Oimrim sounds like an obligation. This is all the Aruch HaShulchan, the famous Diok that he makes. That there he says Oimrim, the Chiv to say Pashas HaTomet. Here he mentions Yesh Noyagim. After these parshas are the get together of Yesh Noagim, and not the parshas that I mentioned before, that it says Toiv Loimah. The question is, what's the distinction between Yesh Noagim, Toiv Loimah? He tries to be mechalek, but apparently we see clearly that there is a distinction, a fundamental distinction, and probably al pi svara, it seems to me the distinction is along the following lines, that all these parshas are karbonos, Eila, Mincha, Shlomim, they're not, in effect, we're talking about not a chevas yochid. We're talking about a chevas, essentially a chevas tzibur, and because it's a chevas tzibur, so therefore it's dvarim shel tzibur, lo dvarim shel yochid. An individual is not necessarily obligated, not chayav to go ahead and say it. However, regarding parshas HaTomid, as I mentioned to you a moment ago, then actually you see this also. The Ramah in Siman Memches that we just read, the only parshas HaTomid, that sounds like Tomid is always in the gedder of chiyav. It's not just a hanoga teva. It's not just a good practice I want you to adopt. And actually, that you see from all the poskim. You look in the Shulchan Aruch HaGraz, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, there also he mentions this obligation to say the Karban Tomid. I also saw in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in his Sefer, someone gave me recently that Sefer, Orchos Yosher. I read the entire Sefer. What a Sefer. It's a Musa Sefer. Absolutely Kedarko, Makodesh. So there he also mentions among, usually that's what happens when I acquire a Sefer, I try to read through the entire Sefer at one time. Because then afterwards, I usually don't see it for who knows how many years. But so the Orchas Yosher, he brings this down also, I saw. He brings in Amin Tzadikei, that the Parshas HaTomid is a Chiyuv. And also, you take a look in the Halicha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach, Rav Levinson told me that Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskin, if you skip the Parshas HaTomid in order to be able to daven Tehillah B'Tzibur, sometimes you come late, and you're not able to do all of this, and you want to daven B'Tzibur, and that's already we saw mentioned as well over here, that in the Sifkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah here in Siman Aleph, Sifkot and Gimel, with Kadramose, I'll call Panam Lo Yachiz Manatfila. You're Misgabekari, you should be Mara HaShachar, but you should not be Ma'achid as Manatfila. And it says the Mishnah Berurah, Mitzvah Yimatzibur, the Chiv is Sadab with the Tzibur, unless the person was not able to say all these early components of the Tfila. So then, Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach Paskin, Kashamat Rav Devitzol, after davening, should be mashlim the parshas HaTomid. That's something that must be said. And the truth of the matter is that I saw in his sefer, Rav Shraya Dablitsky, Zechatzag Debracha, he just recently published a sefer of his, also a compendium of many halachas and tefillah. He also writes like that, la'alocha, that he should say it after davening, even if it, as long as you say it, he said before chatzais, you can say the parshas HaTomid, that's not an issue. Now, anyone, I just mentioned one more thing. Yeah. Go ahead.
Does the
Brass of
Yishmael
have the same din? The Brass of Yishmael, Bepashtus, it does. It would seem to have the same halacha as the Parshas HaTomid. And there's those three things. The Zel Mekom, I'll get to why in a moment. The Brass of Yishmael, the Zel Mekom, and the Parshas HaTomid. But those who are familiar with the family of the Stipler and the Sar HaTorah, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, they're very into another kivun. This is very, very popular with them. It's not a classic literature kivun, but it's a kivun which is probably more well-known in Kabbalistic circles and esoteric circles. I don't generally travel in those circles, but anyway, they have the following statement. Then I went looking for it, and I found it in the Karayna Digarta. I don't have all the volumes of it. I only have one or two volumes of it from the Stipler, that he says, a person who has machshavos rols, someone who's not able to contain many machshavos that go through his mind, and sometimes terrible machshavos and the like, he should be medaktik to say the Parshas HaTomid. By the way, those who are medaktik say it be shachas be mincha. I am medaktik. I try my best to say it before shachas be mincha. Now I have more time to say it, actually. Both before shachas and before mincha. So why? Because Chazal say that the Eila is mechaper al hirhuri alev. That's what the Korban Eila comes for. The Ramban quotes in Chumash, and as a result, Achshav shebe ein bes amigdash kayem, and the pasuk says in the Shalma Parvus Vaseinu, ki ilu anachnu makrivim es haKorban hazeh. That's what the Rav Chaim Kanievsky and the Stipler, that's what they generally, I mean, they have a lot of things like that. I'm not going to go into all their schooler kind of things. Whatever the case is, now let's mention one of the other things that also is quoted over here. And in Sif Tes of the Mechaber, he mentions Pasha's Mizbeach Miktak Teres, the Pasha of Teres. And you'll take a look, interestingly enough, The many Rishonim don't mention the Parshas HaTorah. The Shulchan Aruch actually, take a look at Memches again. I'm sorry if you don't have the Mishabruah, but if you look again at Memches, you'll notice that there, shockingly enough, even though it's mentioned here in Siman Aleph Siv Tes, in the Yesh Nagim Lomar, but Memches already has the Seder HaTfilah. Goes to Brichas HaShachar and continues up to the Zimra. So what does the Rama say over here? He tells you that you say the Parshas HaTorah, and he indicates the Seder Marocha, Riba Ne'elavim, etc. But he does not mention the Parshas HaTorah. So if I'm not mistaken, that in many literature yeshivas, the minhag is not to say the Parshas HaTorah. So I'm fairly certain they don't say it. Even though Dafka now, because of Corona, so again, this is from, again, the Stipler, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, that there's certainly Torahs, we have Sukkim and Chumash. The Torah is Oitzer the Magefa. We're reading the Psukim. The Magefa Ne'etzah. So therefore there's a Segula, Dafka, if one wants to contain the Magefa and hopefully eliminate it. So one says the Parshas HaTorah, but in many yeshivas...
This week's Parsha, right?
This week's Parsha. Parshas Korach, correct. So many, in many yeshivas, the minhag is not to say from what I understand, but as I said, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch here, in Siman Aleph Siv Tes, is Yesh Nagim Loimah Parshas Mizbach Miktak Teres uParshas Samoni Hakteles Vasiyosom. Now the Mishnah Berurah actually, later on, the Mishnah Berurah has a comment on this as well. I think it's in the second chelik of the Mishnah Berurah. At the end of Hilchos Tefillah, in Siman Kuf Lamed Beis. Dine Kedushas Ubalatziyom. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on what it says in the Ramah. The Ramah says over there, V'yeshlomar piktum hakteres erev avoike achar hatfilah. V'yom mitchila en kelokeinu. V'yom mshir shalvim hayom bis amigdash shachas avad. V'yeshikosu lizor loima piktum hakteres mitir haksa v'lo balpeh. You are probably aware many people have a klaf that they have the piktum hakteres on that klaf based on this.
Achar tefilah?
This writes the Ramah, as you indicated correctly, Erev Avoike Achar HaTfilah. That's what he writes. So it's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Memches, when it goes through the Seder HaTfilah, doesn't mention the obligation to mention the Parshas HaTorah, and many don't say it. But the Shulchan Aruch here, as I said, in the, there in Siman Aleph, it says, Yesh Noegim Loimar. And the Mishnah Berurah writes over here, however, in Kuf Lamed Beis, where the at the end of davening, he mentions this idea, so he quotes in the Lashlak HaKadosh, Mishnah Berurah over there, in Kuf Lamed Beis, Sivkot Yudalin, he says, V'sorachiyan, lana onu omri mesah, b'shabas v'yomtev, achar musaf. Why do we say it after musaf? Shabas v'yomtev, ala akteris, kademis, and musaf, and kuli alma, v'shaykel, and karpen tomin, v'yefshah, the kabanaseinu, li potim, itof, divay Torah, u'biksovim, isa shatam, la'avriach, haklipos, Mr. Brewer calls on the Shlach HaKadosh to say before davening and afterwards, Chassidim are very makbid on this teres. Very, very makbid to say the Haktoras HaKadosh. And if I'm not mistaken, I think in Eretz Yisrael, I believe that's also the minhag. However, I think Bein Nusach Svar, Bein Nusach Ashkenaz, that's what the Rambam says over here, that the minhag is to say until Kena Pitim HaKadosh. However, in Chutz Laaretz, that the Ashkenazim do not say it. Why? Because the Ramon Kuf Lamed Beis, I didn't read that part of the Ramon yet, I'll read it. He writes it, he tells you Kuf Lamed Beis in the Ramon. It's Sif Cotton Beis. At the end of Sif Cotton Beis in the Ramon, I read the first part of it. But now the reason why Ashkenazim and Chutzlars don't say it is for the following reason. V'eshe Kosu, Lizor Loma, I'm reading the Ramon Kuf Lamed Beis. Lizor Loma, Peter Makteris, so here the Rama says that we don't say it b'chol, because we're running to work, we're afraid we might be medalig, one of the samamonim, and as it says, in chisa achas mikol samaneh chayav visa. Mishnah Berurah, by the way, in Sivkot Yizayin says, over there in Kuvlam Bebez, in Bebez Yosim, befakfig bazeh. Da'alo ein misa, elo ba'aktara, lo ba'amira. The amira, if you're mechaser in the amira, there's no chayav visa, it's only if you're mechaser in the aktara. The old ein misa, elo b'mezin. Lachain ha'medakti genog in lo'omra b'chol yom. V'yeshe kosu, da'isum she'inomim, milso rak b'shabbos. We're not so familiar with it. Yomu mitoch hasidur. You should say davka mitoch hasidur, because it's easy to become confused. Of course, the question is that why in Eretz Yisrael do we have the practice of saying it every day? So I always, my follower show, I think I mentioned this maybe a week or two ago, that the same reason that the Ramos says in Shulchan Aruch why Birchas Kohanim does not take place in Chutz Laaretz except the Sfaradim. I'm not going to Birchas Kohanim. So there are many reasons given by the Achrenim. But the Ramon, Shulchan Aruch, writes in Hilchos Birchas Kohanim, he has a famous comment. And the Ramon said, the reason is because, I'll read you, I have the Ramon actually right here. I read this Ramon, he writes here in Kukhav Tes. Ramon says, why is it only be Yom Tov, Bechot Zaret, Bimdino Seilu, Bishum Shosh, Shuyim, Bishim Chas Yom Tov. The Tov Leib, who Yivar, Mashenke B'Shah Yamin, Avilu B'Shah B'Sos Hashona, Shetulim B'Hirurim Al-Mechiyosam, Le'al-Bitul Malachta. So my father asked me in Eretz Yisrael, we're not Trudim B'Hirurinu Al-Mechiyosenu V'al-Bitul Malachtenu. So my father answered, I told this to Rabbi Nemtzel Shlita, he liked the answer a lot. I told it years ago to Rabbi Nissim Alpert, that's all, he also liked it. So my father said, when he moved to Eretz Yisrael, my parents at the end of their... after my father retired, they spent a fair number of years here in Eretz Yisrael. So my father said that in Chutz Laaretz, there's somichon what it says on the bottom of the American dollar. In the Almighty we trust. In God we trust. But God refers to the dollar. That's what we trust in. The God of Mammon. That's the God that we're trusting in. Mashenkin here, where Panos is not so simple, and not so readily available, so here we actually have bitochen and Hashem is bar. So that's what the Ramon means. They are Torah b'hiruim al mechiyosim al bitom alachtem, and that doesn't exist here. So, in a similar kind of fashion, my father also said, with reference to this issue of the Torah, that again the lashon that I just read, the lashon, if I'm not mistaken, what did I read? Kuf Lamed Beis. So I just read this lashon over here, which is amazing. That in Chol during the week, the Ramon says, because we're worried about Shemi Yadaleg, Shemarim Limlachtam. So my father connected these two. Connected the Ramah over there and the Ramah over here. I told Rabbi Levinsol, he told me, Rabbi Levinsol, he said, what? A Balabos, your father was a Balabos. Look at that. He said, look at the Kavana that he had. He liked it a lot. So here we're not so Memarim Limlachtenu. Maybe again based on the same element of Bitochan that I mentioned earlier. So by the way, you'll take a look at the old Sidurim. Don't have it. Don't have the Torah. I have many, many Sidurim from way back. and they don't have the Haktaras Haktaras. But actually, many, many Ashkenazim say it. The Ashkenazim would say it in the Chutzlaretz and Eretz Yisrael. And it would seem that that's probably the correct thing to do. That's probably what one should do, Lichora. Now, I just want to mention, since you mentioned Ezel Mekoman, so that's what the also mentioned here in Shacharoch, Yeter Pasuk Kabbalah, Steel Kovet, Ezel Mekoman, and Bryce Rabbi Shmuel. And that's mentioned already in Siman Nun. In Siman Nun, here's what the Mechaber mentions that. What's the reason for that? So that's a different time. The time for that is because of what the Gemara says in Kedushin, the Gemara Daf Lamed. The Gemara says in Kedushin, the Vishinantan of Vanecha, Atzvika Vishinantan, Melo Vishilashtan. The only Mishalash Adam, Shneisav, Shlish Benikra, Shlish Benishnah, Shlish Begimora. Taisis over there on the spot, several times in Shas, this Taisis appears. And he quotes from Rav Amram Gaon. This is a tikkun of Rav Amram Gaon. He made the takona. So that's what the Mechaber says here in Siman Nun. Kavu lishnei sachapash satomim peru gezel mekoman. Ubraisu rabbi shmo kidei sheyistia kol odom lilmad b'chol yoyim. Mikra u'mishna u'gemara. That's the time for it. So the pashas of the Shulchan Aruch is that this amira of Ezel Mekoman and the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel is not connected to the halacha of Neshama Paran Sfaseinu. Normally, the reason why we say Karbonos because of Neshama Paran Sfaseinu, that's what Tesis writes at the beginning of Tzilas HaShachar, the fourth paragraph of Brachos, there's no Tashlumah for the Tzilah of Musav. Because Musav is all Karbon. Musav has no element of Rachamim. Tashlumah is based on Rachamim. And because Musav is pure Karbon without any Rachamim, therefore there's no Tashlumah for the tefillah musaf. There's tashum for every other tefillah, because tefillah is rachamihi, and even women are chayim rachamim. But here, the Mechaber in Siman Nun tells you the time of, for this recital of these items, Ezel Mekoman, Brais Rabbi Shmuel, in order that we should be able, midin tamu tera. That's what he said. Not midin, unusham uparans vaseinu. So that's why that we are semech on the time. But the time writes in Tesis over there in Kedushin, and it's based on the Gemara Tzadhevn, I think he quotes it. The Gemara says that what is Talmud Bavli? Bavli means Balu. Balu means that the Talmud Bavli has in it Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara. The Talmud Bavli is Balu Mikula. I think the Shach in Yerodea writes like that. The Shach in Yerodea, I think in Siman Reish Mem Hei, I have to look it up again, but in Siman Reish Mem Hei, the Shach in Yerodea, Hilchos Talmud Torah, he writes that's the reason why we don't teach our children Kol HaTanach. Why? Because those who are learning the entire day don't have to say Ezel Mekoman, and because essentially we somehow come through Tanakh in the course of learning Talmud Bavli. It's not completely true. I think I mentioned the story of my 8th grade Rebbe. The 8th grade Rebbe, Rav Chaim Shevshevsky, he lived at the Mir Yeshiva in Shanghai. He was an Adam Gadol. We didn't have a clue who he was. Not even a Havamina, not even a scintilla, till I heard Rav Chaim Shulevitz say a hesped for him. When he was Ifta, then I realized exactly who my 8th grade Rebbe was. Anyway, so he told us when he came to Ellis Island to be accepted, hopefully, as to become a citizen of the United States. So the pakid, the clerk at the Ellis Island, was a maskil, was a Jew, was a maskil, he spoke Yiddish and English. And so he then began to question this Rav Shashevsky and asked him, what exactly do you plan on doing here? So he said, what do you mean? I learned in the biggest yeshivas. I learned in Shanghai, the Mir Yeshiva, and the Mir Yeshiva in Europe. So he said, okay. He said to him, all right, let me see if you are really telling me the truth, if you're really an authentic Talmud Chacham. And he was a maskil, not a firm person, bichlal. But he knew Tanakh. He knew Tanakh inside out. So he said to him, I'm going to give you a pasuk, and you translate this pasuk into Yiddish. And each word has to be translated precisely. You can translate that, that's a similar Talmud Chacham, and you're right to enter the United States. This is a pakid, a clerk at Ellis Island. So he asked them the following pasuk. He said, translate word for word the following pasuk. Chur in Megillas Esther. Chur kar pasus chelas achuz b'chabli mutzvi argaman agliden chesed yamudei sheish mitoz zohov chesed al ritzifas bahat v'sheish v'dar v'sachoris. He started with the last words. He said, translate sachoris. Translate dar. Trust me, if I would have been there, I would not have become an American citizen. Mm-hmm. Unquestionably. Dar, sachoris, bahat. Sounds like some Indian chief. I mean, what Abdel? Well, I don't have a clue what the words mean. So what did he do? He started sweating profusely, is what he told me. And so he told me, you have time, much time as you need, but I want a translation of every word. So he proceeded to go through the entire Shas in his mind in order to try to find out the translation. And he was a Gabra Rabba Adnei that I heard from Rav Chaim Shulevitz Zatzal. He's one of the one of the royal shebechabura of the Yeshivat Meir, and he was able somehow to put it together. But all based on, so that's the Shachar Yordei, Simur Resh Mem Hei, is based on that idea, that notion, that there's no need to go ahead and teach children Kol HaTanach. They learn Talmud Bavli, Bolu Bakol. Somehow it hasn't meant everything, so we don't have to worry. But that is not
if
a good
knows
knowledge.
Shas, but he knew Shas.
It's not a good knowledge.
I don't know if he knew Shas,
but I mean the clerk.
No, I'm saying if you know Shas, or you're Shas,
yes,
you knew Shas.
Right.
Then you don't need to learn
Shas,
other things.
You have to learn Tanakh, so myself, I have to learn Tanakh, I have to learn Shas, I have to try our best to learn as much as we can. And the Gemara says in Brachos, it's also Tefillas HaShachar, Minu B'nechim and HaYigoyon. You should keep your children away from Higoyon. It says Rashi, Al Targilim B'mikra. But then Rashi has two words, Yoter Midai. And the Chazal tells us, Rashi quotes in Kisisa, that Talmud Chacham has to be Mekusha B'chavdal Kishutim. Rabbi Nevin Sol Shlita always tells me how important it is to learn Tanakh. These, every Golo B'Yisrael that I met knew Tanakh, and most of them know it by heart. Shudaka Mashmo. Rabbi Nevin Sol Shlita Mamish knows it by heart. Mila b'mila. I used to come on Purim, every Purim, Tezvav. I would go to Yerushalayim, even though I live in Bechemesh, so I didn't observe Tezvav. I observed Yudalit, but I would go to Yerushalayim, and then I would do all kinds of interesting things that I would never tell, such as once testing my Sefer Daniel, to see if he really knows Sefer Daniel. So I have a big Tanakh. I'm sitting behind this big guy, this way he doesn't see I have a Tanakh, and I told Daniel, tell him, Sefer Daniel, it's a parak. So I told him the parak of Aramaic, of course, I choose the parak of Aramaic, and then he proceeds to say over the entire parak word for word. I was flipping out. Then he tells me, okay, David, now it's your turn, you can say it. So I said, oh, no problem. I start reading it. He corrects me after the second word, I'm reading from a Tanakh. I can't read Aramaic properly. So there's a chiyah, but Talmud Chacham has to be mekusha v'chadal kishutim. It's g'day, it's interesting that if you look in the Parshas HaKorbanos, I mean, there are a lot of very fundamental dinim. I know that Rav Soloveitchik, so my Rebbe held, and not everyone agrees with him, he held that Amiras HaKorbanos is a din d'araisa. It's a chiyuv d'araisa to say korbanos. Now, where did he pull that from? We're chiyuv d'araisa to say korbanos. It's not mashmal like that at all from the Shulchan Aruch. So he pulled that from the Gemara at the end of Tainis, the Gemara at the end of Megillah. He's the Tzar Rabbi Yehuda, so few tzirufim, achat tzirufim, and he felt it's more important to say korbanos than psuki de zimra. Psuki de zimra, the Rambam, Lashon Rambam is that he writes, the Rambam says it's a midas chasidus to say psuki de zimra, and that's based on the shita samachabed, the shita samam. The halacha is that if a person comes late to davening, so the Mishnah Berurah calls to the Mishkas Yankin that you have to say minimally bar shama asher in yishtabach. But the shita samachabed, which happens to be the shita samam, is that not so. The Rambam shita is that you can skip the entire Sukkah de Zimra, because it's only a, as I mentioned, a Midas Chasidus. A Chasid does that, which is Lefnei Meshur HaSadim, and it's not required, Mikadin, and you can skip the whole thing. That's the position of Mechabed, the Ramos, the Ashkenazim Acholik, as I mentioned a moment ago. But anyway, so what do you see? The Gemara says that it's a good thing to say Sukkah de Zimra. That's the Gemara in Shabbos, the Stira, the Gemara brings Zamrab Yesi, Yi Chilkin, Gen Mahalab Chol Yayin. And the other statement, the Gemara called Kisrei, the other statement that says, Kalei Mahalab Chayim Harizim Mechayim from Megadeh, the Gemara is Miyashid Estira by saying that Kalei Mahalab Chayim Harizim Mechayim from Megadeh refers to Halal Mitzrei, the Halal we say on Yom Tiv. That Halal is blasphemous to say it every day. Mashenkin, the Halal of Psukkah de Zimra, that's a proper thing to do. We're thanking Hashem, where they are Sameach, Meshachach, Mezmazbi, because we're thanking Hashem on the Tog Tebler Zachin. And Dine Yom Yom, Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mechaleh Bateva Kol Yom. Things that he does on a daily basis, that's a good thing. That's a desirable thing to do. So what do you see? That it's only apparently Midas Chasidus, that's a Lashon Rambam. And therefore, Kabbalah is a Din D'Oraisa. Meila, Kabbalah is much more important, much more significant than saying to the Zimra. I think we should try to say both. Kabbalah, I'm very makbid, my father Shom was very makbid to say Kabbalah, I've been saying it my whole life. Kabbalah before davening. And if the Pash Kabbalah, I'll just mention one last thing. Deizel Mekom, the Brash Rabbi Shmuel, as it says in Simen Nun, so we should learn every day, based on the Gemara Kedushin. Now the Shulchan Aruch actually, as I said, when it mentions over here, this halacha, I'll just add the last thing, and I referred to it a few moments ago. What about women? So there's a Magen Avraham, the famous Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says in, this is quoted when the Mechaber Paskins over here, also you can see it in the in Shulchan Aruch by Birchas HaTorah, Mem Zayin. So Mem Zayin, the din of Birchas HaTorah, so the din is the women are chayim in Birchas HaTorah. Noshim chayovos in Birchas HaTorah. And the question is, why are women chayim in Birchas HaTorah? The part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, should be the last sif in Sif Mem Zayin. Yeah. Noshim mevorchos Birchas HaTorah, says the Mechaber. And the Mishnah says, look into the Bi'a Halacha. So the Bi'a Halacha over here, he tells you there are several reasons. One, Atam do chayav is limon hadinim shalem. Women are chayav in Hilchos Shabbos. Women are chayav in Choshen Mishpah. Women are chayav in Eben Ezra. Women are chayav in, let's say, Ashkenazi women who come upon themselves, mitzvah, say, shazman grumba, are chayav in whatever they do. If they're going to hear the shofar, it has to be heard properly. If they're going to sit in the sukkah, they have to sit in the proper sukkah. So the b'chuy to know the dinim that are relevant to them. Be, oh, this is taking the Mogan Avraham. The chayav is loma pashas ha-karbonos kmosh chayav is b'tfilo. The chayav in karbonos. What karbonos are we talking about? So the you'll take a look actually in the, there's a lot of material today on women and their obligations as far as tefillah. He wrote, Rav Menachem Nissel wrote a whole sefer, a very beautiful sefer on tefillah. He gave me a copy of it. So there he indicates very clearly, Pashta Tomei, there's no question that women are chayav, here the Mishnah Berurah said the chayav in Pashta Karbonos. But the going actually is chalik at this time. The going holds that the reason is because they are the dinim that are relevant to them, the chayavin. The way where the Rizkov used to say, Abchayim, Rizkov, that's how the Asalish used to quote from them, that Bichas HaTeyah, many assume it's certainly Bichas HaMitzvah, some hold Shech Vaido, and the Rizkov helps the Bichas HaNen, of course, in Abchayim, it's the Bichas HaNen, Abrach the Chetzah Shalteyah. So women, the Rizkov is Bichas HaTeyah, because the chayav actually, and to make a brach on the chetzah shel Torah, because there are many halachas that they're obligated to know. I mean, the good segments of Kol HaTorah Kula, a woman is obligated to know. So the Goyim does not agree with this second time that I mentioned. He agrees with the first time that women are chayav to learn the dinim that are relevant to them. But the Magen Avraham says that they're chayav to go ahead and to learn to say Birchas HaTorah, because they're chayav prasik abonis, minimally prasik atomit, so the women are chayav to say. Okay.
The Rav said you're also after the... Akumas.
I say all the Yeratzim except on Shabbos. On Shabbos, I don't say that.